FAA bans drones over parts of New Jersey and New York. By Simon Kent on December 20, 2024. An immediate ban on drones flying over some of New York's critical infrastructure sites was declared Friday by the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, which further reserved the right to use deadly force against unmanned aircraft if they pose an imminent security threat. This action is purely precautionary, there are no threats to these sites. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, said in a statement explaining her move to mimic the same ban. The restriction will last through January 18. While we have not detected any public safety or national security threats, we will continue aggressively monitoring the situation as we call on Congress to pass legislation to give states and local law enforcement the authority and resources they need to manage this evolving technology. Public safety is my top priority and I will stop at nothing to keep my constituents safe, she added. More drones? Yet more mystery lights seen in night skies over New Jersey. The use of drones is now specifically prohibited across 22 infrastructure sites in New Jersey and another 29 in New York State for 30 days after a spike in drone sightings across eastern states. Pilots operating in restricted zones risk being intercepted and detained by law enforcement, the FAA made clear. The move comes after weeks of mysterious drone sightings across New Jersey and other states, leading to concern from residents and prompting a number of theories about foreign involvement, as Breitbart News reported. Authorities have not given many definitive answers, but President Joe Biden said the drone sightings were nothing nefarious, while President-elect Donald Trump wants the government to be frank about what is happening with the mystery flights. The new order, which initially covered the New Jersey sites, says no unmanned aircraft can operate below 400 feet, the maximum altitude for recreational drone operations under FAA rules. The New Jersey bans will expire on 17th of January, but one covering Trump's golf course at Bedminster will continue until 31 January, after his inauguration as president. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.